This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here as we kick off the second hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were just watching the video that our caller earlier tonight, who was talking about freedom to travel, sent along. And he sent along a 100-plus page PDF. I posted both of those over at social.freetalklive.com on the Free Talk Live profile. And I was just saying, I love these people, the freedom to travel guys that know their stuff. You know, they've taken the time to research this. The video that he posted is of a guy named Rick Martin. Calls himself a constitutional lawyer, and he says he's won multiple cases, and the document is his document, 100-and-something pages that he's got printed out. He has it in his car with him at all times.
Nice.
And so, you know, these guys are prepared. They know what they're doing, and it's fascinating stuff. If you want to comment, whether it's on freedom to travel or the original topic of the show, which is the some government agencies in some places talking about banning the private ownership of cars across the board, that's what started this whole topic, but also it ties into something that we were talking about, California possibly banning cars. It ties into a topic I had tonight, which is about Calexit. And Alu Axelman is still with us here from LibertyBlock.com. And you're a big advocate for New Hampshire independence and just in independence anywhere. And, you know, I think you would agree with us, and I presume I can speak for the rest of the studio here, that we want to see anybody secede from the United States, right? We would cheer them on.
Absolutely, 100%. And I've been supporting CalExit for a while. I think every state has a right to self-governance. And once we get every state totally independent from the union, then we can move government even more local.
Did you hear the news that apparently 2 weeks ago, the founder of CalExit, the movement to make California an independent nation, has not only resigned, but is basically scrapping the entire thing?
Yeah, I'm following the drama a little bit. I'm close with Marcus. I'm not close with Louis Marinelli. Them two, I believe, were the founders or presidents or whatever of the movement. I mean, it's pretty unfortunate. Louis Marinelli is a very interesting guy. He's pretty conservative, right, libertarian on most issues, and Marcus is pretty progressive. He's the Democrat on the panel there. And they've both been very close for years, I believe. But what happened was they I think, made some strategic mistakes in, for years, the CalExit movement, the Yes California social media, put out press releases and put out essentially statements on almost every news event happening throughout the United States or the world or even foreign. They would say, we stand with Palestinians, we stand with Iran, we issue this statement, we support this, condemn this. And I think I mentioned, or I wanted to mention to Marcus years ago, saying, you don't really need to do that. You're just risking alienating parts of your movement base, and there's kind of no benefit, and it distracts you from what you do. Where we see Daniel Miller in Texas, who's the most hyper-focused, he's the opposite, where he literally only lives, breathes, and sleeps one thing, Texas, you know, independence. That's all he ever does, talk to him, that's all he ever does. And he doesn't get distracted with other stuff. He doesn't talk about, yay, Biden's pooping his pants. He doesn't get distracted with that stuff. He doesn't put out a statement from the TNM every 3 weeks saying we condemn this or support that. So anyway, the CalExit movement put out a statement saying the Rittenhouse trial, he was obviously innocent. We support the decision. And that was put out by Louis Marinelli, who's conservative and supports the decision of self-defense of Kyle Rittenhouse being acquitted of homicide because it was self-defense. And, of course, Marcus got upset by that because he did not agree with the decision. He thought it was murder. And he knew that all the Democrats, which is the majority of CalExit proponents, thought it was murder. So he got upset at Louis Marinelli and said, please take down that tweet or something. And Louis said, no, screw you. And then it just devolved from there. And then they fought over that. And it was, if they wouldn't have made a statement in the first place, like if they would have just stuck to the one issue, which is California independence, that's enough. Like, that's a hard enough issue. You don't need to take on multiple battles. You know, that's a hard
enough. Yeah, I agree with that. And I remember seeing when the two of them were having it out, there was a statement that Marcus Evans, who is, I guess, the CEO of CalExit or the president or whatever, he basically stepped down because Marinelli, the founder, still controlled social media, still controlled even the live streaming captions. It was really wild. As the CEO was making a live streamed statement, Marinelli, the other guys behind the scenes, putting captions up on this, like the lower thirds, that say completely different things than what the other guy was saying. I mean, it was a really petty thing to do, and it was ridiculous to watch it happen. But basically, I was watching essentially the two people who were the two primary guys having a falling out publicly, and it was pretty bad. But apparently, the part I didn't see was that Marinelli actually on December 14th posted over on Substack.com a lengthy piece about how he is now walking away. The headline: This post marks the end of the California independence movement. He says, "I brought Calexit into this world, and now I will take it out."
Well,
and then he goes on.
I saw that title, and that's where I have an issue with him. You can't end a movement. He can say he's leaving, but there is a big movement. There are, 39 million people in California, and if at least a few million, 5, 10, 20 million, want to leave the union, he can't end that movement. There's a big movement. He's not going to end the pro-freedom movement or the communist movement. There are millions of people in the world that are going to carry on the torch. And again, right now, yes, California, there's not tremendous strong movement like there is in New Hampshire or Texas, mm-hmm. but guess what? When Biden loses, or in 2022, when the Democrats inevitably lose the House and Senate, there's going to be a resurgence of the CalExit movement because they're going to see Republicans in control, and that pendulum will swing back. So I think the movement's going to be just fine.
And there's no movement in Arkansas where he's moving to, so I just think it's really he must not be really that actually into independence. It was something else that was motivating him, because why would you move to Arkansas?
He's always, without just being an outsider, obviously I don't pay close attention to CalExit. I just generally support the idea of California seceding, so I've cheered them on. But having heard a few things about him over the years, he's always seemed to be a bit of a loose cannon. I mean, at one point he moved out of California and moved to Russia. Why would you? And yet he still continued to lead, quote unquote, the
from Russia.
California exit from Russia, which is very strange, messaging, right? Like, I support California's independence, but I'm leaving. keep up the good fight.
That I think are the movement.
Yeah, and he hasn't even moved back. He's writing this "I'm leaving" post, saying specifically that he's living in Turkey right now, and he won't move back to the United States until his wife gets citizenship. And when he does move back, he doesn't want to bring her to California, so he's going to move to Arkansas. So I agree with you, Alu, to act as though one man can take down an entire movement. Obviously, that's not true, although if he does control social media and whatever other elements, like a website, he can certainly do some damage on the way out the door. And it just makes me grateful that here in New Hampshire, we've got a fairly decentralized New Hampshire exit movement. There are different groups, there are different people, different websites. I think there are three different New Hampshire exit URLs, all controlled by three different people. So, if one New Hampshire exit URL starts talking about how they should stay in the union, then there's still two others that are good. And then there's, of course, the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, Alu, which you are the new president of, by the way. Congratulations on that. And those are the four websites that I can come up with off the top of my head. Of course, nhexit.us is the one that I'm involved with. But is there anything else that's new? You mentioned CACR 32. Obviously, we've talked about that to quite a large extent for our listeners. That is the actual bill number here in New Hampshire that is going to get a hearing within probably the next couple months. What are you hearing? I mean, you're in this thing in the thick of it every single day. What's going on?
Yeah, did you see the nice letter that Representative Brody DeShays, our friend, wrote to us?
Oh, thanks for the reminder. I actually meant to pull that up because I have not read the whole letter. I started reading your responses to him. So there's this state representative. Is he a Democrat or a Republican? He's got a Republican sounding name.
Yeah, Brody.
Yeah, he has an R by his name.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's going to be plenty of Republicans that support the empire. There's people that want to take control over the empire so they can shove it down the throats of their opponents, and they love this constant fighting over it. So it's, there's going to be people like him, and he just trots out all the garbage, basically, about, why we need to stay with the union, and you just tear his letter up, just limb from limb, and you invited him to do a debate, and of course, he's ignoring you.
Exactly. So I asked him, we had a few email exchanges that were pretty polite, and I said, will you debate me? And he said, no, I would rather write a letter. And I said, I'm going to write a rebuttal, and if you debate you after that, he said no. So I'm looking, if anyone's listening, I'm looking to debate anyone, especially a state rep, especially New Hampshire, but I'll take on Dictator Sununu or anyone else in the world who votes to debate.
Yeah, and how can people reach out to you? What's the best way? LibertyBlock.com?
Facebook, Twitter, AluAfterman@gmail.com.
Thanks, Alu. Appreciate the call. Actually, I'm going to pull his post up. We'll talk about it here in a moment. Thanks for the call. I definitely appreciate the update over at LibertyBlock.com. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. The number is 603 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. You can create your own account over at xmarkets.com. It's exmarkets.com. With just an email address, you can keep your privacy intact. You can then trade dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, for Tether. Use the Tether to buy ITR, the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about Intercoin's vision at intercoin.org or buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We can get back into, I said we're going to share the state representative who is really mad about the idea of New Hampshire declaring independence.
Frantic. And he was frantic.
Frantic? Is that the actual? Yeah, it's probably a better word.
That's how I like my state representatives, really.
Well, we're going to get into it here in a moment, but first, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
Oh, yes. So, you know, we know that Russia is going to invade Ukraine. It's like New Year's prediction, but you know, for the average American, what difference does it make to us? You know, I mean, how is it going to really affect us, and why is it a big deal to us? When we have about, like, 2 million homeless people at all times, now we're going to have more homeless people because of our economic problems that we have here. And
you go on with whatever it is you were going to say there, Sarah, I'd like to answer your first question. As somebody who, I don't knowingly have any Ukrainian family, it is still, I think a lot of people, some people do have family in Ukraine, and they don't want to see them get involved in, you know, war and possible bombs being dropped and people, innocent people being shot, because those things happen during wartime. So, and then there's just people who generally support peace on earth, so those people would be perturbed by the idea of a Russian invasion into Ukraine.
Right. Okay. So then, remember that 1988, we had that big Berlin Wall fell, and that was a big deal in eastern Germany.
Yes.
So they were, and then the communists actually got communist influence got pushed back all the way to Russia. So it was communist policy all the way through Ukraine, Yugoslavia, Czechoslovakia, and Poland, and all the way up to eastern Germany.
Yep, and then the USSR crumbled shortly thereafter. Because communism always fails.
The thing about it is that they still are communist, or why would they be going to war and want the radio out? Right, that's correct.
No, they're not technically communist now.
I have a question. She said at the very beginning, she said that somehow Russia invading Ukraine will cause us to have even more homeless people. Why is that?
No, and what I said is that we already have about 1.9 homeless people at all times. And no, we're going to have more homeless people.
1.9 million?
But 1.9, about 2 million at all times before.
You mean in the United States, the whole U.S.?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole U.S. But the economic crisis is I'm talking about our current, you know, our government defaulting, our...
Are you trying to say, Sarah, that you're not concerned with what's happening in Ukraine because there's too many problems here in the United States?
Too many fat, lazy, homeless people in the United States?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Why would an average American be so concerned about Ukraine when we're going to...
I don't think the average American is that concerned about it. I suspect the average American doesn't even know.
Well, I mean, it's just very far remote because our rent assistance is going to get cut off pretty soon.
Thank God.
Okay.
So how do you know about it? Did you hear something on the radio? We know you don't have the internet, so what is it that meant?
I've been hearing about the radio, the news, so that we've been subsidized.
So you're probably, Sarah, because you actually listen to the news, you are probably more informed than the average American is on international matters. I'm not saying you're very informed, but you're probably more informed than the average person. The average person doesn't pay any attention to, you know, world news. They barely even know what's going on in the United States. They probably can't tell you who the vice president is at any any given time on average. And so you're actually much more informed. I would suggest if you hit the streets and you asked people which country is considering invading Ukraine, I bet you not even half of them would know the answer.
Well, and then the reason for war is so that the United States, that Americans could figure out learning geography, right?
Oh, no, yeah, that's not the reason for war, Sarah. The reason for war, okay, gotcha. But the reason for war is total domination of a people and a place. Now, are you saying you support this, though? Are you supporting
the invasion? She said that before.
Yeah.
She said that she hopes that they invade Ukraine.
She hopes Ukrainians die.
I just want to hear it from her.
But she did say that.
Okay, maybe she changed her mind.
Here's the thing is that, I do support this because it was under all of the so-called... The Eastern Iron Curtain countries were influenced by the Soviet Union communists. It's always been that way for many, many years.
But why do you support invading Ukraine? They're not a communist country, and neither is Russia.
And if they wanted to be, they could just be communist without Russia, and they're not doing that, so I don't understand what your point is. One of the things, to go back to your original question, one of the things that will definitely impact the average American is that our... military will have to go to fight people if this happens. That's what Biden is basically setting up, that we're going to send troops to Ukraine or Russia or whatever if
this
happens.
That would be really bad. That would
be very bad for the average person.
That's possible World War III right there.
Well, then why go out and fight for it when all you're doing is fighting for the capitalists? You're better off being on the side of the communists.
You're better off being on no side. You're better off being, Switzerland and being completely neutral in these cases and not taking any sides, Sarah. Why would you want to support violence? I mean, it's sick.
Well, because the only way that the capitalists share their money is because of violence. They don't give up their wealth.
Why do you care about their money? You don't make money.
She wants to steal people's money.
Well, think about it. What I'm on, disability, welfare, it's a communist program.
It is. You're right about that. That's true.
Well, I would wind up on the street starving and freezing to death.
Or you can figure out how to go get a job.
Well, I have mental illness. It's hard. You don't know.
Well, you obviously
I think all communists have a mental illness. That's a no-brainer. But I hear you once a week, at least once a week.
No, every day.
Well, and he's only here once a week.
I'm only here once a week. But and I sometimes hear also on other shows when she calls in that I listen to. You're a smart person, Sarah. You might have a mental illness, but you're a smart person. I hear you talking. You are more than smart enough to come up with a good or a service that you can offer your neighbors in exchange for something.
She could easily do
phone
sex.
Totally. She'd be great at it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean,
you just don't want to work, Sarah.
You just don't want to. You want.
You don't have to be even smart to just pour soup from a soup bucket into a bowl.
Yeah, every restaurant everywhere is hiring.
Totally.
Right now.
She could be a capitalist if she wanted to be and do well.
She could, but she just wants to complain and she just wants to steal.
If she didn't steal from other people, she'd be starving on the streets, which she wants you to believe.
Kill Ukrainians.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. Your thoughts are
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no holiday season magic for travelers dealing with today's batch of flight delays and cancellations.
FlightAware saying there have already been more than 4,000 flights that haven't taken off on time. Those planning to leave or go to Seattle are having the most problems. About 30% of flights originating from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport have been canceled. As cities across the country prepare to ring in the new year, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu reminds everyone people in her city need to keep one thing in mind.
As we come together to celebrate community, our joy, and a fresh start in 2022, we must also recognize the moment that we still very much are in. We are in a winter surge driven by the Omicron variant, and we need to take action to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities at large.
USA Radio News. President Biden's phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin is now over. The White House saying the call began at 3:30 Eastern and ended 50 minutes later. So far, officials from neither country have said what the two leaders talked about on the call. They were expected to discuss a tense situation at the border with Ukraine. A vocal pro-democracy website in Hong Kong is now offline.
Hong Kong police announced Thursday they formally charged two people with conspiracy to publish seditious publications, a day after a raid on Stan News offices that had been denounced by Secretary of State Tony Blinken. Hong Kong police said in a statement after the raid that the officers had a warrant authorizing them to search and seize relevant journalistic materials. Journalism is not sedition, Blinken said in an emailed statement. One of those arrested, Denise Ho.
China is preventing our democracy at all costs. The one country, two systems is nearing its death.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
And you can bring up anything that you want. We had Alu Axelman call in a little bit earlier, and he reminded me about something I'd actually wanted to talk about, which is the letter written by a New Hampshire Republican state representative. Looks like a younger guy. See his picture here. I'm going to guess he's no older than 30. He looks pretty young. Brody Deshays is his name. And so Alu is the guy who is behind LibertyBlock.com. He's a big independence activist, New Hampshire independence. He's been supporting here what we call CACR 32. It is the House bill that if it is passed by 60% of the House and 60% of the Senate, it will then appear as a ballot question on the 2022 ballot, and it will ask the people of New Hampshire whether they want to leave or not. Peacefully exit from the United States. And it will not be a question of should we begin thinking about leaving. It is a question of should we immediately declare independence and proceed as a sovereign nation. That is the question that will go on the ballot if it is passed. But it needs the support of 60% of the reps. Now, important point is the reps don't have to agree with independence to vote for this. All they have to agree with is the democratic process of allowing the people to decide. So, therefore, every Democrat should be in favor of
absolutely.
This, right? Well, anyway, this guy's a Republican. He's Representative Brody DeShays, and he wrote a letter back to Alu, because Alu's been reaching out to state representatives. And this guy.
And he also wrote this letter to all the other people on the committee.
Correct. And was Brody on the committee? I didn't get that.
Yes, Brody's on the committee.
Okay, so every bill in New Hampshire gets heard by a committee. This one's going to be heard by, like, the Federal Relations Committee or something like that. You can go to nhexit.us. You can learn more about the committee and learn how to contact them, especially if you're here in New Hampshire and you support this. But here's what he wrote, Mr. Representative DeShays. He says, in this upcoming legislative session, every New Hampshire state representative will be voting on a constitutional amendment, CACR 32, that purports to make New Hampshire a sovereign nation. I use the word purports very explicitly. You'll read why later. This means New Hampshire state legislators will vote on articles of secession. I'm amazed any lawmaker should have to pen a letter on this issue. Nonetheless, someone must explain why articles of secession are reckless and impossible. And Alu points out that the legislators are voting on whether to allow New Hampshire voters to vote on articles of secession. So already DeShays is incorrect in his interpretation of this. But DeShays goes on. He says, part one, catastrophic consequences. Let's look at the logistics first. 32% of New Hampshire's total revenue comes from the federal government. This revenue pays for infrastructure, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and other essential services for our state's residents.
Yeah, you can only use our roads, and we'll give you some funding for it, so therefore you have to stay with the federal government forever.
Wait a minute, I'm dubious that the federal government of the United States of America would stop buying things from New Hampshire just because it's a different country. The United States government buys stuff from other countries constantly.
No, I get what you're saying, but he's talking about the taxpayer revenue that comes back into the state from the federal government.
Oh.
So not the feds buying things from us, but the feds paying for, you know, building the roads or, you know, whatever other services.
But just as for his answer, that's why I said his tone was very frantic. Catastrophic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty hyperbolic.
Yeah.
Well, that is what the Empire supporters truly believe, is they believe that if it weren't for the federal government, that we would not be able to exist. And it's absolutely ridiculous. New Hampshire was it was its own nation before the federal government existed. We're just talking about going back to that.
It's like saying that we couldn't possibly survive without breaking away from Britain.
Right.
Like we
must
did.
Have the king telling us what to do and telling us what taxes to have. He goes on, though. He says, if New Hampshire lost all of this revenue, we would immediately need to increase all business taxes and establish sales and income taxes. Even if we stopped offering most of these services, the cost of infrastructure alone would be insurmountable. Secession would kill the New Hampshire advantage. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth, but I'm just going to let Alu handle the response here, because this is an article from him over at libertyblock.com. He says, this is a very common myth, and the opposite is true. Right now, New Hampshire workers send D.C. billions of dollars via federal income taxes, corporate taxes, and other taxes. Only $3 billion of that is sent back to New Hampshire, and D.C. politicians place conditions on each of those dollars. Once independent from D.C., the average New Hampshire worker may save around $20,000 to $50,000 per year because federal taxes would no longer exist. Perhaps equally important, all federal regulations, which cost the American economy over $2 trillion per year, would no longer exist in New Hampshire. This would cause the New Hampshire economy to boom like no economy ever in human history.
It would be totally explosive.
Taken together, the radical decrease in taxes and regulations would cause our economy to become the most prosperous one in the world by incredible amounts. Keep in mind that New Hampshire already has the highest median household income in the union. So DeShays, the anti-independence representative, continues. He says, secession would have a terrible impact on state-collected revenue. The state collects 34% of its revenue from business taxes and another 12% from the meals and rooms taxes, also known as our rentals tax. These two state taxes overwhelmingly make up our revenue stream and would be impacted if we left the Union. We would no longer have free trade within the world's largest consumer market. Our economy and state revenues would tank, forcing us to adopt sales and income taxes and kill the New Hampshire advantage again.
Kill it again.
Ali responds saying, few, if any, legislators or residents of New Hampshire would wish to cut off shoppers, visitors, and businesses from crossing our state border. Interstate trade would actually continue much like it does today. Would D.C. politicians embargo New Hampshire? I can't speak for them, but embargo is an act of war and would unnecessarily punish millions of people in New Hampshire and the rest of the Union, not to mention cutting off Maine from the Union entirely. If you believe D.C. politicians should declare war against us for leaving, that is all the more reason that we should leave, he says. And, you know, I don't agree with DeShay's point here that, you know, business taxes would go down. I'm not in favor of any taxes. I think all taxes should be abolished and we should have no state government either. But obviously that's not going to happen on the day that we declare independence from the United States. But the reality is, New Hampshire would then become an international beacon of free trade at that point.
Other places and other entrepreneurs and business would come rushing here full tilt.
If the United States government were so short-sighted as to actually embargo or lock off the borders of New Hampshire, well, in that case, Canadian and international borders still exist in New Hampshire, and I suspect the New Hampshire port would be bustling at, you know, multiple times the current rate.
Mm-hmm.
There would be a ton of business coming into New Hampshire, especially if we could keep, you know, relatively open borders here. Not that, I will admit, is going to be, the major challenge that we face. You know, once we can get over the hill of actually declaring independence, then you're going to likely see the independence movement schism into the side that wants to close the borders and the side that wants to be welcoming to the rest of the world. And, you know, that's going to be a major debate that's going to happen. Because if the closed borders people win, then this guy might be right. Then revenues might actually take a hit. We may actually see New Hampshire become a poorer place in that case. If we're like, you know, become the new North Korea of the United States. But if we can actually be the Hong Kong or the old Hong Kong where, you know, anyone could come in from anywhere in the world and, you know, become this multicultural, multi-language, amazing free place where anybody can open up a business without having to ask permission, then it would be an incredibly wealthy place.
And I can't imagine that the closed borders people would be a majority.
I feel like you're right.
The majority of people that are that closed-minded and dumb would realize what's going on is too much freedom for them to handle anyway and leave.
I definitely hope you're right about that, Bonnie, but we have run into those people as we've been around doing, you know, questioning people about independence, and there are a number of people who support independence but also want to see closed borders. So that is one concern that I have. That's a major, I would say, concern with it, but it's not enough to say, oh, God, we have to stay with the United States. No, I think there's a lot of fear of the unknown, but there's also so much opportunity in the unknown and what might happen. We'll continue, though, with the critiques from this frantic state legislator here who is a lover of the empire. We'll continue in moments on Free Talk Live.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us. We're talking about independence for New Hampshire. Unfortunately, the California exit or Calexit movement is crumbling. The founders of that movement have had a falling out.
Maybe some people will pick or grab the reins and they'll get new leaders.
Could be.
You know, I've got a great idea there. And I don't know if we can spare the surplus or if there is any surplus. But if we could farm out Jeremy Kaufman to just handle their social media...
He's got his hands full.
I know he does. I mean,
he's doing social media for the Free State Project, the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, and I think still Odyssey and or Library.
He can do one more thing.
He's really good at it.
Well, there is, of course, the Progressive State Project, which is something that I don't think he's involved with. But
I think Alou is.
Alou, I believe, is involved with that, and that is encouraging people who are progressives to leave New Hampshire.
Yeah, there's a questionnaire for it and everything. You can actually get a little money to get out of the state.
That's right, and go somewhere where you're going to like it better. You're going to like New Hampshire, New Mexico, California, New York, Massachusetts. If you're a progressive in New Hampshire, there's 49 other places, some of which you might like better than others, but there are other places.
It's not just like a little bit of money either. They'll pay for your transportation and like part of your new rent.
The company and the first month's rent.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I really hope somebody takes them up on it because I think it seems to be a serious offer.
Yeah,
like
it is.
It's kind of funny, but it's also
delicious.
Like, they really are seriously willing to do this for somebody that's seriously willing to actually leave.
I bet there's somebody out there who is like, I'm tired of these people walking around with guns.
Yeah, they're talking about it all the time. You see it all the time. I would love to see them, strap into a trebuchet and get launched to the, to any state they want to get launched to.
Yeah, and maybe they just can't afford to do it or think they can't, so.
By the way, I want to say thanks to Scott, who is a Free Talk Live supporter. He has joined the AMPS program, stands for Advertise Market Support, or Advertise Market Promote and Support. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. Scott is a gold member over there at amps.freetalklive.com, meaning he's contributing $10 a month to the AMPS program. You can join as well. Get some cool perks, get some benefits. amps.freetalklive.com. We're reading an article from libertyblock.com where Alu Axelman just tears up a letter that was written to him by a state representative who is in opposing, the state representative is opposing independence for New Hampshire. He supports the empire. He supports staying with the big government of the United States, yet he claims to be a Republican. And Republicans supposedly are all about small government. But you can tell the reality is a lot of Republicans are all about power and, in, you know, getting as much of it as they possibly can.
A lot of people who call themselves, there's a lot of people out there calling themselves a Republican or Democrat who don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
You know, they have no idea.
Just gets them elected.
Yeah. It's a, or they're a Democrat that likes guns, or they're a Republican that, you know, likes whatever Democrats actually like, you know, so they just also, so the people are sitting on the wrong side of the aisle a lot, and a lot of people hate libertarians and don't even know what it is. They just know that it's a third thing, and that's a threat.
I think that a lot of left-leaning people hate libertarians because they think that we are Republicans, and that's why I hate being called a Republican or thought of as a Republican a lot more than being thought of as a Democrat, honestly, because I can tell that that's the agenda. Their idea is, okay, to keep the left-leaning people who would possibly become a libertarian from ever becoming a libertarian, we'll just make these people look like Trump.
A lot of the libertarians don't even know what a libertarian is, so it's
that's clear.
Yeah, but let me go on here. This is what Representative Brody Deshays, who calls himself a Republican, arguing for staying with the empire. He says that other nations would not recognize New Hampshire as a, quote, sovereign nation, unquote. We would become a destitute hermit republic. No one would be able to travel to our state, killing tourism, our largest industry, and we would lack the funds and infrastructure to protect our borders.
Why does he think that nobody would be able to travel to our state? That's lunacy.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
At all.
Who would decide that and why?
You know, people would come here just because it's their first time to travel to a foreign country and they could just do it in their car. They think that was so funny and cool. They just go step across the border, buy some fireworks, and go home.
Yeah, which is what they do today.
That's what they do right now.
but there would be people coming from all around the planet to come here because if it's true that New Hampshire's top industry is tourism, and I'll take his word for that, then we would have more tourists here than ever before if we have an open, you know, an open community that welcomes people internationally that says, hey, you want to go skiing during the wintertime? You don't even need a visa. Come on in, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, let people come here. Let people spend their money here in New Hampshire.
And it might show people from outside of New Hampshire how bad they really have it when they start running into, like, TSA checkpoints just to get into New Hampshire. Everybody's going to go, that's absurd. This is insane. Why are these men in the white and green trucks lining the border of New Hampshire? I just want to go skiing. What, you know, people would quickly see how stupid that is.
Well, I'm just talking about people flying in. Like, if we actually had freedom to travel in New Hampshire, you just fly in.
Come on in.
That's it. Of course, you know, again, going up against the closed borders people is going to be no easy thing to do. Although, Bonnie, you think there's not that many of them.
I just don't understand how they could possibly convince everybody that there's a net benefit. Like, yeah, your family that lives in Massachusetts needs to have to go through, you know, a huge line and have to pay money to get to come see you now.
Well,
I mean, there's so
say,
many people that go back and forth from Massachusetts to New Hampshire every day.
They'll convince the same way they always do. You know, Mexicans, Canadians,
but we're in New
Chinese,
Hampshire.
Terrorists, drug dealers. The
those
same
New Hampshire
fear.
People are going to come down here and take our jobs.
The same old fear-mongering that they used at the border, the southern border of the United States will then be used on the southern border of New Hampshire. I mean, it'll be the same exact crap. But regardless, let me go on here. He says it'll kill tourism and we would lack the funds and infrastructure to protect our borders. See, even he wants to do it. New Hampshire would be alone and vulnerable in a globalizing world. Does this guy not know that New Hampshire has the highest per capita ownership of machine guns in the entire United States?
Probably not.
When has the federal government ever stepped in to protect anyone in New Hampshire anyway? When was there ever a situation where there was somebody in New Hampshire like, gee, I need protection in the federal...
Oh, they protected people by raiding our house on March 16th from buying Bitcoin.
I must say, I felt extremely protected when that guy was pointing his M4 at my chest.
Alu's response to him is that, what's the paranoid assumption based on? Over the past 80 years, 150 small nations separated from their countries / unions, and nearly every single one was recognized by the international community. That said, nobody argues the most corrupt, evil authoritarian regimes may not recognize legitimate countries. Despite Taiwan being a totally unique and independent island nation, politicians who run China refuse to recognize Taiwan as an independent nation. Only 14 tiny UN-recognized states recognize Taiwan as an independent state, yet the Taiwanese remain prosperous, patriotic, and safe. And the only threat to Taiwanese people is the Chinese politicians, he says. In 2021, Bloomberg Media actually named Taiwan as the number one place in the world for Americans to live. The average income of Taiwan in Taiwan is over $16,000. It blows China's average of $4,000-something out of the water. If not for government gangs, free trade would obviously allow the Taiwanese and all other humans on Earth to be exponentially more prosperous. I mean, why would anyone think that New Hampshire declaring independence would mean that it wouldn't be recognized on the international scale? Is Britain not recognized as its own country since Brexit?
Nope. I mean, that's that didn't happen.
Right. People still recognize Britain as its own place. Deshays continues. He says, not to mention that federal officials with the backing of the U.S. military, the most well-funded and prepared military in the world, would never allow New Hampshire to secede. Every New Hampshire guardsman swears an oath to the U.S. and New Hampshire constitutions. They are bound to protect the perpetual union our U.S. Constitution establishes. This is part of the principle of dual enlistment, under which persons enlisted in state militias, National Guard units simultaneously enlist in the National Guard of the United States. And when the National Guard units are called to active duty in the federal service, guardsmen are relieved of their status in state militia. Then the New Hampshire National Guard would immediately help federal troops reestablish control over any purportedly sovereign New Hampshire. So there it is. The threat of violence has been released here in paragraph number 4.
That's what he's got.
Of Deshays.
Obviously, he's not one of those Republicans who found out in 2021 that officers of the law or whatever don't actually stand by their oaths.
When did they find that out?
When the nine got arrested, and they're like, why aren't you swore an oath to work for me, not the governor. What are you doing? Why are you arresting me?
And you're talking about the nine people that were arrested at the
just all the Republicans who've been realizing that this year.
Right. Yeah. He clearly believes that that might makes right. And that the U.S. government has the military might under its control, and that's all that it takes.
Yeah, not only is he a sucker, he's a violent sucker.
Hmm. The bullies bullied us, and now we have to do what they say.
Yeah, and he does, although I do wonder what would happen with the guardsmen. Would the New Hampshire guardsmen, the group of people who are actually likely from New Hampshire, actually turn their guns on their own family members?
I think most of them are in the guard in the first place because the federal government's giving them money to be so, and the state federal government's giving them money. The money dries up. They'll probably just go form militias.
We got more on the way here. The number 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number 3 is on the way. More from the pro-empire.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com.
By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.